Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show, and in today's episode, so forgive me if I'm very hitting in this episode, but at the same time, like, you know, I'm here, I'm telling you guys, like, you know, what the business is, but at the same time, I feel like that this episode is going to be a very cryptic episode, where it's like, you're gonna be, I'm talking on something, but I'm not talking on something, I guess if that makes sense, but anyway, so the main idea behind this episode is a situation that one of my friends was a part of. I assume after today's events that the situation between them and their weird ex is over with. But I don't know, man. Like, I know people might chuckle a little bit at this next thing that I'm about to say. But hey, look, all right, it's something that, you know, it crosses my mind. But I watch a lot of movies. You know, I watch a lot of movies where it involves crazy exes and all that stuff. I was a Lifetime kid growing up. Like, nah, when you have a, here's the thing, when you live in a one-bedroom apartment with your family and your mom got control of the TV and she's a fan of the Lifetime channel, you're gonna be watching Lifetime. Especially when you ain't, like, my thing is this, I have video games to play, but I ain't feel like playing them. I just felt like sitting around with the fam watching TV. And then at times, yeah, when my mom got control of the remote, she's turning to Lifetime. Guess what they showing on Lifetime? Crazy X movies. And they still show them Crazy X movies till this day. So it's something where it's like, I see those movies. I see other movies where it involved, like, outside of the Lifetime channel and all that stuff, where it, you know, they talk on that. And I take notice of it. You know, I can, the thing is this, there's movies that I remember watching years ago when I was a kid on, like, Lifetime and then other Crazy X movies that I think about still till this day. Because I'm like, man, you know, it's something where, I've said it before, where it's like, I highly encourage women out there where if you got a Crazy X and they're wanting to do damage to you, no, do damage back. Take a bat, swing it on them. You know, I take a weapon that projects out, you know, a certain item. And, you know, do something about it. Because, no, at the end of the day, I feel like that this person is going to lead into where it's going to be, you know, mental warfare to straight up physical warfare with you. And that's something where I'm like, you know, if you know at the end of the day you cannot handle yourself due to your current situation, then yeah, go get that training to where you can handle yourself. Whether you got to go to a range of some sorts or you got to go to one of those fighting classes, you know, do something. But at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you know, you got some guys out there where it's like they think that they could just pretty much walk all over somebody, and it's like, nah, fam, that's not the case. You know, it's like you got people out there where it's like just like how you got feelings that you don't want to get hurt, they got them same type of feelings that they don't want to get hurt. So what makes you, my thing is this, talking to those types of guys out there, what makes you think that it's okay for you to just be going around hurting people's feelings, manipulating them, taking advantage of them and all that stuff? But as soon as it happens to you, it's a problem. You know, and that's something where it's like today, you know, seeing my friend going through what they went through and stuff, I'm like, man, you know, it almost brought a tear to my eye. And I don't even be usually getting teary-eyed like that. But I'm like, nah, bruh, it upset me, you know, seeing what my friend was going through. And then it's like, you know, then you see the person, then it's like, they just seem like that don't really care. They it's like the that's one thing that I'm all like, you know, the next time I talk with this friend, I'm gonna make sure I mention that. And I'm all like, they didn't even apologize. They didn't like say no apology or nothing. They just all like, oh well, you know, I'm innocent pretty much. Like I didn't do nothing wrong. I felt that, you know, bruh, no. It's all like, even if you did feel that you didn't do nothing wrong, still, you as a man should apologize. If my thing is this, if you're sitting like down with your significant other, you guys get into it, whether it's, yeah, argument of some sorts, and that, and the individual starts crying, whether you're the man or the woman in the situation, man, man, woman, woman, I don't care. If you see your significant other crying due to something that you done said or did, or you're causing them to overall be scared of you, because I feel like a relationship should never come with fear. All right, it should never come with fear. The only time when you and that significant other should be fearing for something is when you guys are at like you know, but it's like fun fear, where it's like you guys are at like an amusement park, but it's during Halloween. You know, you guys are trying to kill a bug. It's like y'all are outside walking, you heard something rattling in the bushes, you don't know what it is, but your flight done kicked in and you guys both are running down the street, but it's something that you guys do together as a team. I know I do a lot. I feel like I need to kind of add that into this episode too, but also giving out relationship advice, because I feel like there are some people out there where they feel that they could just pretty much walk all over their significant other and they think that that's okay. That's not what a relationship is. A relationship is not you walking all over your significant other and then them just being okay with it. Because I feel like here's this based on a true story movie that, yeah, it at one point in time it was a story and then they turned it into a full-blown movie. But it was this there was this woman, I think her name is Lorena Bobbitt. All right, now this one is for the fellas. Now this, more so like, you know, I guess if you guys is out there doing some crazy stuff to your significant other, yeah, watch the, or not, you don't have to watch the movie, just read about it. Read about it on Wikipedia. That's how you know that situation is serious, when it has its own Wikipedia page, right? But if you guys don't want to, oh, I'll tell you what, I'm good for telling a story, all right? So anyways, there is this woman named Lorena Bobbitt. She met this man. Don't remember the man's name, but the man got a name, all right? They ended up getting married, but the guy was a little crazy. He thought he could put his hands on Lorena Bobbitt. Well, you know what? Lorena Bobbitt got sick of it. I don't know if she took some scissors. I don't know if she took a knife. Whatever it was sharp enough to cut off that man's manhood. Okay, now let me repeat that part again. She waited for this man to go to sleep. She pulled his pants down, or I don't know if his pants was already down. I don't know what the situation is, because I have heard where people sleep naked. It's kind of weird. But anyways, besides the point, but she grabbed his manhood. You know, if I guess, like, if you don't really know what I'm saying, you know how, like, when you go to the bathroom and you stand at the urinal, and then there's that part of your body that you grab and aim at the urinal so you can, you know, do the number one act? Yeah. That's called a manhood where I'm from, right? So anyways, she grabbed his manhood. She got a good grip on it too. Cut. I mean, cut. It's completely off. Then, allegedly, drove down the street with it and threw it in some bushes. That, it's stuff like that where I'm like, fam, what? But at the end of the day, though, my thing is this, you know, I'm not going to be that guy, or I'm not going to be that person where it's all like, oh, he deserved it. But at the same time, do you think that would have happened if, let's just say, the relationship was normal, right? Relationship was normal. You ain't did nothing to this girl to cause her to do some stuff like that. You guys grow old, die together, and you live a good, happy life. At what point in time is she supposed to cut off your manhood if you guys got a good relationship? There isn't no point in time for her to do that. But if the relationship, because my thing is this, I don't care what the situation is. For her to do some stuff like that, it had to have been serious. And then according to her claims, and that's something that's like, it's being taken more serious nowadays. But yeah, according to her, dude was, he was putting hands on her. So she said, nah, bump all that. I ain't gonna put hands on him. I'm going to do the one thing that he wouldn't expect me to do. All right. And then, sure enough, that man, I assume he woke up after the event. And then, I think they did say that he managed to get it, surgically put back on. But it's like, bro, that was a close call. All right, that was a close call. It could have been a situation where they had to have done reconstructive surgery. And then, you the only one that's looking at your manhood from this day forward. Because I'm like, I'm saying, it's like how I feel like doctors, they don't get that stuff done to how it's supposed to look. They gonna get it done to best of their ability. So I'm saying it's like it could be a situation like that. It could be a situation where, you know, there's probably stories out there where it's all like she ain't even gonna do all that. She's just gonna end the guy's life. It could be a situation like that. People don't sit down and they don't think about those types of things. And then they wonder as they're taking their last few breaths or as they're fighting for their life, whatever the situation they end up being put in, then that's when they realize, well, maybe I shouldn't have been, doing what I was doing. Maybe I shouldn't have been taking advantage. And that's like the main thing. I feel like that's like the main thing that people don't realize is like you're taking advantage of that person. That person can be out having a good relationship with somebody, but you're wanting to take advantage of them. Then on top of that, manipulate them into thinking that they're the ones that's in the wrong. But meanwhile, because my thing is this, you got to ask that question, the stuff that you be doing to them, all right? And if you're not doing that to them, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you know that you're doing stuff to this person, do you think you would do that? Let's say if that individual, right, they got three big brothers or three big sisters, whatever, you know, role you want it to be portrayed as. But let's just say they got three big people bigger than you in their life. Do you think you do that in front of them? Do you think you go out in public and be wanting to do some stuff? Because I guarantee and I promise you right now, if I see that, I'm all like, bro, you better hope you know something. Because I'm like, it's one of those things where it's like, nah, man, that stuff needs to stop. You know, then it's messed up where it's all like that person, it's like they don't even feel safe going to their home. Because it's like, you want to do some old weird stuff, man. And I'm like, man, it's just crazy that people be carrying on like that. It's really insane. And then they wonder why every time when they get into a relationship, the relationship pretty much fails. And I'm like, and that's something where, you know, eventually, at some point in time, I think that, you know, and that's the thing that's crazy about it. It's like, you would think you notice that stuff day one of it, not even day one, prior before you get into the relationship. Because that's something that I know people be thinking like, oh, well, you're not going to be thinking of like you having anger issues before you. No, yeah. No, you are. You are going to be thinking about if you got anger issues or not prior before you get into a relationship. Because my thing is this, there's multiple stages that you go through before you get into a bona fide relationship. There's you just met this person for the first time. Now you kind of just talking with them, getting to know them right then and there, right? Now you guys are like, you know, you texting, calling, you're in that talking stage, right? Now you guys are preparing your first date. You go on your first date. You get to know them a little bit more. Eventually, after a certain amount of dates, you know everything you need to know about this person. You know everything from how they talk, from how they act. You know whether or not this person is going to upset you prior before the relationship. Because my thing is this. Let's say if I get into a relationship with a girl, right? And she says some things that upsets me. I'm like, hey, look, this relationship ain't gonna work out. No, it's not. Because you got, my thing is this, you sit down and think about it. I know people are gonna be looking and laughing about this and stuff or listening to this. But when I play a video game, and I'm not trying to compare video games to women, but I guess just that anger factor, right? When I look at a video game and I'm all like, is this a video game that I want to, you know, play and things? Just like how I said, with like before you get into a relationship, there's stages that you go through. So before I get a video game, there are stages that I go through. I watch videos. I get other people's opinions. I'll see as much content as I need to see if this is a game worth getting into. And if it is a game that's not worth getting into, then I'm not going to fool with it. But if it's a game that's worth getting into, for an example, the one game that I've been playing a lot of is Helldivers. Now I'll admit, I've had my moments with that game, and that's why I'm saying, like, you know, with video games and women, it's a little bit different and stuff. But with there's some people out there, they probably like, they, because now thinking about it, I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking, if I'm one of those crazy exes and stuff, yeah, they'll find like a comparison with video games. But anyways, But with that video game, Helldiver, no, it's a game where it's all like, I like it. I think it's cool. And it's a game that I'm like, I'm investing a lot of my time into, you know. But with, yeah, with a video game, like, I guess, you know, people are trying to like give it a comparison, video games and women. It's like, yeah, you can uninstall and stop playing a video game at any given point in time, though, you know. But the thing is, it's like, you can't, you can't break a video game, all right? You can't hurt a video game. A video game's a video game. But a woman, you know, your significant other, this person that you're calling your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the situation is. But I'm saying, though, you can hurt that person. You could break that person. People don't realize that type of stuff. They don't realize those types of things until it happens to them. And then they're sitting down broken. And then that's when they want to apologize and be all like, oh, I'm sorry. And then the crazy thing is like they be wanting to apologize when the person's all like, you know, they fix themselves up. They're doing better now. And it's like, all you just want to do is just bring up some. It's one of those things where I'm all like, nah. And from this day forward, I guess if you are one of those individuals, what you need to do is leave that person alone. Leave that person alone, because there is no reason for you to be contact, even if you are becoming a better person and all that stuff. Because the thing is this, I'm a paranoid individual, and I think everybody needs a little bit of paranoia in them, where it's like you sitting down thinking of some stuff and you're like, that don't seem right, you know. So if you trying to, I guess, apologize, trying to get back with that person, no, don't let them back in. Under any circumstances. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they got going on. Do not let them back in under any circumstances. I'm like, you put yourself in that situation. You could have had a good life, but you messed it up. So from this day forward, you focus on yourself. You focus on whatever you got going on. If that person decides to go out their way to, I guess, fix up things, because yeah, you got some people out there that'll do some stuff like that. Kudos to them. But other than that, if that person have moved on, let them move on. My thing is this, it's not hurting them by them moving on. It's only affecting you. So, and it's funny because I was just talking on this whole pain stuff, right? Now, why is it okay for you to cause them pain, but it's not okay for it? And I'm saying, it's like, I know that's not their intentions, you know, but if you trying to like, again, play that whole manipulation game, like, oh, well, they are hurting me. All right. And I'm all like, take it up with somebody else. Take it up with, like, God, you know, talk to God about that. Pray, go to church, do something. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's like, leave that person alone. If they go out their way to forgive you, that is their choice. That is what they got going on. But if you cause unimaginable pain to where they don't want to ever see you again, you brought that on yourself, all right? So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.